In the Narada Bhakti Sutras, what are the sadhanas? Tasya sadhanani gayanti acharya. Different acharyas have different methods. But all of them are agreed. One of the greatest is bhajana. Avyavrata bhajana. Bhajana kriya has to be done. That was what we were explaining. Bhajana means you sing God's names, God's glories. But how to sing? Cassette recorder also can sing. Or people go on singing. You know, it's like dance also sound. They are also singing. But if they are singing like that, will it yield result? Some result will be there. God's name is unfallible, infallible. Some result will be there, but not the desired result. You know what is the reason? But unless we are yogi adhikaris, the effect will not be there. So when Sri Ramakrishna uttered some words, the many disciples understood in their own way. But when Narendranath was there, he understood it in a much, much better way. Same words, but different understanding has. Nama aparadhas. I hope you remember it last time. Very quickly we will go through this. Nama aparadhas. So these are the offenses described in the Vaishnava scriptures. To criticize a devotee. Never criticize. Holy Mother says don't criticize anybody. But especially one devotee should never criticize other devotee. Because the other devotee also will give it compound interest. And when it reaches our ears, not only that, something peculiar happens. Always we criticize, not in front, with somebody. If you want to criticize, there must be somebody to hear you criticize of. And he will add his own mashallah and convey it to the next man. And by that time, it reaches the actual person. It has become like a small needle. It has become a mountain high now. That is the same thing happens if you criticize. What happens? Your bhakti will be destroyed. You are wasting your time. How do you know that he is not a devotee? Outside it appears to be like that. So to blaspheme a devotee. Second, to consider the names of other forms of God as inferior to one's own chosen deity. Suppose a person is worshipping Rama. And there are many, many so-called popular speakers today who criticize Vaishnavas. They criticize Shiva. What do they understand about Shiva? Openly, they are criticizing. That means they neither understand Vishnu nor understand Shiva. They don't understand. By criticizing Shiva, whom are they criticizing? Vishnu. And by criticizing Vishnu, you know what is criticizing Vishnu? You put your head like that and spit. Where does it fall? That people are misunderstanding. So, never any form of God. Even we think, you know, a villager is worshipping. Some pole Rama, like that in a village. For you think it is chillara goddess. But for them, he is the greatest goddess. So God fulfills their desires through them. To disobey the instructions of the Guru. Whatever Guru says, you have accepted and close your eyes. Whatever he says, do it. Don't think, is it right, it is wrong. So then somebody asked Holy Mother, should Guru's instructions be obeyed blindly? She said, very so. If he gives advice with regard to worldly affairs, you will have to use your common sense. With regard to spiritual instructions, close your eyes and just obey. Because you don't know anything about it. But sometimes the worldly matters, you may know much better than your Guru. So he is only giving what best he knows. But that is not necessary. You have to obey that one. Then to blaspheme the Vedic literatures, that means do not criticize anybody's scriptures. Different religions have different scriptures. Never criticize any religion. Never criticize any scripture, because there are so many people who following that scripture has realized God. Who the hell are you to criticize? It is also coming from God only. That is the idea. To comment that the glories of the holy name of the Lord are exaggerated. Sometimes, you know, they are exaggerating the greatness of God's name. Some power I am not denying, but not that much power as the devotee is exaggerated, as though it is exaggerated. That is completely wrong. How do you know that God's name has not that power? Have you tested it? Test it? Without testing, simply doing. Like, then to interpret the holy name in a deviant way, don't go on interpreting God's name without knowing. Simply, if you don't know the meaning, say it is God's name, it is a mantra, it will help me. That's all. Don't worry about any other explanation. So, to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. So, they say, I am repeating God's name. If you don't obey me, I will curse you. God will curse you. Like that, some pujari is also written. No. God will never do any harm. Only you will come to a harm. Every black magician, he ultimately recoils upon himself. And he will suffer. So black magic is there. People can do somehow. But karma phala, inevitable will come back and the person will suffer. Many people commit to sin in the name of God's name. In God's name. Many people, murder also can be committed. Killing can be committed is common thing. My Divine Mother requires tender lamb. Tender. Why tender? Because her teeth are very, very delicate. Whose teeth are delicate? Whose teeth are delicate? The fellow who has to eat prasad. His teeth are delicate. That's why he wants tender tone. Fat one, tender, not old goat, but young goat. Like that. And then to compare the chanting of the holy name to other pious activities. So to compare the greatness of glory of holy name. You know, you can donate money, you can do service, they give some puny. But to compare the power of holy name equal to the all other pious activities. That is another aparadha, nama aparadha. And then to instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. This is another thing also. You have to accept. So, you understand? See, a person is not interested. And you have to convey God's name to him. Don't ever talk about God to people who have no faith. Better keep quiet. Otherwise, he will influence you more than you influence him. Doubt will come. Not to awaken in loving attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. Every scripture tells us, God's name is so holy, so powerful that it can purify you, it can lift you up. To doubt those things after hearing is also nama aparadha. As far as God's name is concerned, close your eyes and do it. Holy Mother was asked, will it save? Yes, it will save. It has its own power. It will save it. But I don't see, you don't see it because this has to go deep down and destroy all the accumulated impurities. Then only you feel the result. That is the meaning of it. Then, today, we are going to deal with something which is very important. I raised this topic in our last class. Prahlada was sent by his father to be educated. Now, This is the tendency of devotees. The moment they start devotional life, they start giving lectures to everybody. Prahlada started giving lecture to everybody now. What was giving? Hey, fellows, we gathered all these pupils. Our teachers are wrong. That was the first instruction. All gurus are hopeless gurus. Really, they were hopeless because they are not teaching about God. They were teaching about Hiranyakashipu. Then he said, if you take God's name, your life will be blessed. And he's talking with authority. Why Swami Vivekananda has roused so much of response? The moment he said, sisters and brothers of America, the entire congregation rose to its feet. And that was not the first time they were hearing those words. Many speakers have uttered it beforehand. Then why did it rouse so much of response? Do you know why? Because he was not academically, intellectually addressing them like that. He felt, you are all my sisters and brothers. He was seeing God in them. They also got that response. Immediately they got the response. It doesn't feel applause. 4-5 minutes, it is not dying down. After that, the president of the meetings, a tremendous problem. Because every day, so many lectures were scheduled. Where to put Swami Vivekananda? Put it at the very end. You know why? Because if he was put in the first, the moment his talk is over, they will all disappear. Because they know the worthless speeches other fellows are going to give. They know how much Swami Vivekananda's words really mean, because they instinctively, unconsciously understood he was a man of God. That is called authority. So Prahlada had that authority. He was himself the greatest devotee. And that is why his words attracted people. And then, is God exist? Yes. Have you seen him? Yes. Not seen him. No saint will ever say, I have seen God. You know why? He says, I see God. I have seen means what? Past tense. Now I am not seeing. No. I see. Also, yesterday also I saw. Today also I am seeing. Tomorrow also I will see. It is unending. So, this too, Prahlada was telling. So, in order, as though he anticipated the questions of the fellows and said, how can we get such a God? There are 9 steps. And one after the other. This is the important thing. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. So what is the very first thing? Shravanam. You have to hear. Because if you never heard, how will you know about God? You have to hear either from your grandmother or some teacher talking about it, or read about it. Is reading hearing or not? Reading is another form of hearing only, Shravana only. There must be a first time Shravana. Shravana. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. After hearing about God, about God's name, or from the Guru's mouth, after hearing, Kirtanam means go on singing. Because that has to be reinforced. This is equivalent to Manana. Manana. So, if after reading something, and if you don't remember it again and again, it is likely that we forget it. So after hearing it, constantly to chant as much as possible. This is called Kirtana. Then, as a person goes on chanting, it becomes deeper in the memory, smaranam. Otherwise, what happens? You forget. You go on hearing about this, you forget about it. No. If not to forget, what should you do? Go on remembering it. That remembrance becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. Until how long should we remember? Until we can never forget it. So about this curious phenomena, the psychological phenomena. That phenomena is this. So, supposing you are after your name, and immediately you will hear. Suppose there are 1,000 people and I utter here, I am talking. Everybody is talking. 1,000 people means how many people are talking? 1,000 people are talking. Not one person. Now we are here. Are you talking or not? Who is talking? Am I talking or are you talking? Tell me. That is what you think. Your mind is constantly talking to yourself. Is it not thinking? What is thinking? talking to yourself. Most of the time you are forced to think because nobody wants to listen to you. So the only person who can listen to you is
yourself.
You understand now? Is there any time when you stop talking to yourself? Only one time.
Sure.
Deep sleep. Otherwise, constantly chattering, thinking, our thinking is nothing but chat. Is it a fact or not?
Yes.
So, this is what is to you. Smaranam. Try to remember. Try to remember. Because what remains in the end is only God's name and nothing else. Then, Pada Sevanam. So, first is Shravana. Here. Then, constant hearing means not even once. Go on here. Wherever there is a good talk, wherever there is bhajan, wherever there is puja, go on doing it. In that idea, then you start singing. Whenever you get opportunity, repeat God's name. Go on singing. Pray. Praying also part of the thing. Then afterwards, smaranam. Go on remembering. Go on remembering until it becomes, goes deep inside our unconscious mind. That is very important. Then comes padasevanam. What is padasevanam? You know what is padasevanam? God doesn't require your sevana, padasevanam.
And that's
great people. It could be mother, it could be father, it could be guru, it could be swamis. Like that, they call it padapuja. So why do padapuja? Because we believe they are swamis. They are remembering God. If we touch their feet and worship through their blessings, we will also remember God even then. So, padasevanam is always to guru, to elderly devotees, and to sadhu, sannyasins, etc. Whoever reminds you of God, you have to go and bow down to them. You will see that is very, very helpful. Padasevanam means bowing down. And padasevanam also means doing some kind of service. But we have to understand what is padasevanam, worshipping the feet. So, you see your guru sitting there. Immediately, after hearing my talk, you go and start pressing his legs. He says, my legs are already paining very much. And if you go on pressing, the pain will decrease or increase. That is not what is one. This is one type of aparadha. The other type of aparadha, he says that I am thirsty, please bring some water. And then he says, no, Swami Dayatmandi told I have to do padasevana and then go on pressing, not bringing what he wants to do. Yes, if there are devotees, these kind of things also, they will do it. This is called prasadi hava. You know what is prasadi hava? So there was one stupid guru. With great difficulty, he obtained one stupid disciple, intelligent disciple. So he thought, in South India and summer season, until this time he was fanning himself. Now he wanted to, he thought, now aaram se baithenge, shishya mil gaya, wo humko hawa karenge. So he told, hey, come and fan me. So that fellow stood at a long corner. I am not fit even to approach anywhere near you. Never came near. So what can the guru do? He started fanning himself. Immediately the disciple came near like that. Guru asked, what is the matter? He said, prasadi hava. I want to have this hava prasad. You know, it's coming from your holy hands. That prasad I want. What devotion. So like that stories are there. You have not heard? One guru, with great difficulty, obtained a disciple. And to impress the disciple, told him, you know, always be merged in japam, japam, japam. Don't to deviate from it. That is how you progress in God. So next morning, a guru called him and he was sitting for japam. Hey, go and beg food and bring. He said, no, aapne bole the, I have to do japam. He didn't go at all. So the poor guru, what to do? He himself went and then brought food. Then the guru asked, hey, get some firewood. We have to cook. No, no. You told me I have to do japa. Now I am doing japa. Can't give it up. So the poor guru had to bring. Then he said, I brought food. I brought firewood. Baba, cook. Then he said, no, you only told me that I have never to leave God's name. I am doing japa. Don't disturb me this time. The poor guru had to cook. Now he had to feed, you know. He called him, hey, come and eat. Immediately the disciple jumped up and said, I have committed maha aparadha by disobeying my guru three times. Fourth time, I am not going to disobey. What great devotion. So that is a wrong type of pada sevanam means, pada means feet. Sevanam means saru the feet. That means be humble. That is the main meaning. Second meaning is, whatever the elderly persons really require, serve them in that way. If they require food, procure food and feed them. They require water, then if they require bathing, help them in taking bath. Whatever way you can do, that is called pada sevanam. But mainly, it means make pranams. Because what does pranam mean? Who gets benefit? When you bow down to me, who gets the benefit? I get or you get? The people. It brings humility. That humility is the capacity to receive the instructions. That is the benefit one has to obtain. So that is what. Then archanam, puja. Archanam means puja, worshipping God. This is a very useful thing. How much this puja helps sadhaka is unbelievable. Because from morning, when you have to take bath, you have to go and gather flowers, you have to make garlands, and then get the whole place ready, decorate the picture, and then light up a lamp, and then do deepa. And then you start and doing, we discussed four steps. Shuddhi, nyasa, manasika puja and bhajya puja. By the time you complete, several hours have passed. And then you can have the prasada afterwards, after distributing it to other devotees and other people. If we do it with real devotion, our hearts will get purified. And really, we advance in spirit. Devotion will come through puja. That is why puja has been given so much importance in every religion, especially in Hinduism. Everywhere pujas are going on from morning till evening, day after day. Have you ever heard, today is holiday for puja? Have you ever heard? Not only that, some days are normal pujas, which are long. Some days are special pujas. Whole day, like Brahmotsava, Rathotsava, Garudotsava, Palki Utsava. If you go to Tirupati, every day there is some Utsava or the other is there. And that creates a beautiful atmosphere for people who worship with devotion and also for people who are participating in it. But here we are talking about specially a sadhaka himself doing puja. So in the public temples, they are paid. That's why they are not willing to do puja with bhakti. Exceptions are there. But most people, they do it because they get some money, remuneration out of it. They are not doing it what is called out of their desire for worshipping God. That's why they are called pujaris. Pujari means what? Ari of puja. Yeah, because they don't respect things inside, you know. They trample upon the things offered to God. So many things they do. That's not a very good. Okay. After archanam comes vandanam. Vandanam means salutations. Salutations again and again to the Lord. What is this salutation? Salutation means offering thanks to God for everything that we get in our life. This is called thanksgiving. In America, one day is specially allotted for that is called Thanksgiving Day. Very important. So from morning till evening, God is providing us with everything. The prithvi will provide us so that we can walk. Water, whenever you get thirsty, all the rivers, all the rains, etc., is serving us to remove our thirst. And whenever we require Vayu Devata for breathing, who is supplying oxygen? God, Vayu Devata is supplying. No depth of supply. The supply is going from our birth. Even for death also, we require Vayu Devata. You understand? No, that we have to be burned. And if there is no air, there is no burning. It is going and it is getting off. Even for burning also, we require the aid of Vayu Devata, like that. So this is called Vandanam. Above all, saluting every manifestation of God is called Vandana. You see a tree, and my salutations to the tree. So you see, suppose nowadays, you see a mango tree. You have to salute, especially if it is a Banginapalli, Rashadu, then Dasheri, Langda, like that. These are the sweetest mangoes available. My whole day, every day, I was enjoying beautiful mangoes. You know, that Bandari. We are getting very good mangoes. Alfonso, then some names I have forgotten, local names, and Banginapalli. Andhra, have you heard Banginapalli? Your life is in vain if you have never heard about it. It is a very special big mango from Andhra Pradesh. Tremendous sweetness, tremendous flavor if it is well ripened. Beautiful mangoes have come, and every day they used to make juice. Some days they used to cut and give me morning, evening. I was not supposed to take. But I said, I will not tell them anything. Yeah, this body comes and goes. But mangoes do not always. Like that. So this is called Vandana, means to salute the whole universe's manifestation of God. Ganga Nadi, Nadi, Kaveri, Tungabhadra, Krishna. Every day in puja we invoke Gange Jayumane Jayva, Godavari Sarastati, Narmade Sindhu Kaveri, Jale Asmin, Sannithin Puru. Is the divine Lord in the form of the river to sustain billions of living creatures. Everything is for our sustenance. Even neem tree is for our sustenance. You know that? Neem tree. So there is a beautiful story. Neem tree. There was a capital, there was a king, and one day there is another town, city from the capital. There are two motorways, not motorway, roads. Either this way, the other way to that other place. Then one road was lined with mango trees from the beginning to the end. Another was lined with neem trees from the beginning to the end. Mango is such a wonderful tree. Let me enjoy it. So he walked. Whole day he had to walk. By that time he reached, he was very sick. Because the air that is being breathed by the mango trees, and it is not very healthy. It produced some sickness. Next day he had to return back. So he said, enough of this mango. He came by the road where neem trees were there. By the time he reached, he was in pink of health, because the air that was being given by the neem trees acted like a wonderful medication. The Mahatmya, we think that it is only eating. Even they have their own influence nearby, even though it is very subtle, very well. Vandana means the ability to see God everywhere and to bow down reverentially. Of course, elders, bow down to elders, bow down to Brahmins, bow down to sannyasins. So many vriddhas are there. You know what is a vriddha? Elderly people. So one is vayo vriddha. elderly by age. You have to salute them because they have life experience with them. Then there is Jati Vritha, upper caste, higher classes, Brahmins. We have to bow down to them. Then there are Vidya Vrithas. Vidya Vrithas. That is, their knowledge is far superior to many of us. And then there is Guna Vrithas. Some people are old, not by other things, not by age, but by quality. Beautiful qualities are there. They have got such sadgunas. They are called Guna Vrithas. So like that, there is Vayo, age, elderly by age, greater by age, greater by education, greater by gunas, greater by also caste. So we all have to bow down. That is a guna, whether they deserve it or not. It develops humility, viguna. That is what is called vandanam. Then dasyam. We have to render the best service. We have to render service to our family, especially to our parents, our gurus, and then sadhu sannyasins, and those who are in needy. This is called Shiva Gnane Jiva Seva. Looking upon everybody as a Shiva himself. This is one way of doing. This is called Dasya. Then Sakhya means friendship. What is this friendship? You deliberately take pains to cultivate friendship with the people who can make you also a better person. Don't cultivate, by implication, friendship with people who are mean-minded, who are cruel, and who are doing lot of harm to the society directly. Never cultivate this kind of companionship. So sometimes, you know, you by a little bit experience, you can understand. These persons talk rot. I'm not talking even outside. Even some of our devotees, they talk rot. You have to be avoiding them like poison. But there are some nice people. They love to talk about God. They love to talk about, discuss about scriptures, etc. If you find them, cultivate friendship. Because the more you cultivate such friendship, you will also become like that. This is called satsang. Cultivate friendship with good people in so many ways. Suppose somebody is rendering wonderful service to the society. They may not be taking God's name, but they are rendering great service. Cultivate friendship. Find out that which takes us nearer to God. Find out, cultivate nearness to those things. Then, so, Atman, the last is called Atmanivedanam. That is, surrender yourself totally to God. Nivedana means to offer. Atma means myself. Let me offer myself. To whom? Only to God. Surrender. Sharanagati. This is the ultimate. So, some of them, you know, this Dasya, Sakya, and part of those Panchabhava. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Mathura. Part of them is giving the this beautiful enumeration of these nine steps. And one first is the lower step, and it will lead to the next higher step, then it lead to next higher step. So that, how do you recognize a great person unless you have a background? The ultimate is complete self-surrender to God. Such a Ramanuja has expounded so beautifully. Anukulasya sankalpaha, pratikulasya vajanam, rakshishyasi iti vishvasaha, bhoktritva varanam, atmanikshepaha, karpani iti chadvidha charanagatihi. Tasmat tvameva charanam mama dina bandho. Where did you hear it? There was a Brahmin boy. He was invested with Gayatri Mantra in the morning. Evening, he went to his father to confirm whether that is the proper mantra or not. The father said, chant it loudly. And the boy chanted. I remember having heard it somewhere long ago. That means what? ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಗೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ನೌ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಓಂ ಹ್ರೀಂ ಹೃತಂ ತೋಮಶಿಲೋ ಗುಣಜಿತ್ ಗುಣೇಡಿಯರ್ ನಕ್ ತಂದೆ ಸಕರುಣಂ ತವ ಪಾದ ಪದ್ಮಂ ಮೋಹಂ ಕಶಂಪಕೃತಂ ನ ಭಜೇ ಯಥೋಹಂ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಶರಣಂ ಮಮ ದೀನ ಬಂಧು ಶರಣಾಗತ ದೀನಾರ್ಥ ಪರಿತ್ರಾಣ ಪರಾಯಣ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ಆರ್ತಿ ಹರೇ ದೇವ್ ನಾರಾಯಣಿ ನಮೋಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ನೈನ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ನೈನ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್. We only discussed very briefly. Yes, but each one can be discussed for 1 hour's length. It's so marvelous. So this is how one way of obtaining bhakti. This is how we also have to do bhajana. That is what we do. Okay, we will stop. Om Jagme Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagasturam ಪತ್ನಿ.